From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 22nd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Wyndham Fire Company No. 1 declared its independence at a recent meeting of the Board of the Fire Commissioners in Wyndham. Fire Chief Michael Scarry presented a letter from the Penske Law Group to the commissioners advising them the process to dissolve the district has begun. The existing district, made up of Hose Company No. 1 and the Hensonville Fire Department, was established 43 years ago. Board Chairman John Albert said before commenting on the situation, he would first need to speak with the attorney for the fire district. He said, and I quote, "We don't really know what all this means or what the process might be," end quote. It is unclear if the dissolution would be subject to a public referendum or if the decision rests with the fire commissioners and or the town board. The Wyndham Board of Fire Commissioners meets in open session every month on the second Wednesday at the Municipal Building in Hensonville. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Harry Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Scenic Hudson has acquired a 105-acre parcel at the junction of Route 9 and State Route 23 outside of Hudson. This latest acquisition is part of the Scenic Hudson Saving the Land That Matters Most campaign. In a press release issued last week, the organization said the land plays a critical role in maintaining the quality of the local public water supply. The parcel includes more than 40 acres of farmland, forested ravines and wetlands, and a 750-foot segment of the South Bay Creek. It is located within the view seen from the Olana State Historic Site and is just upstream from the wetlands of the town of Greenport's drinking water supply. Seth McGee, director of land conservation at Scenic Hudson, said the land was previously owned by the Lambert family and was used mostly for growing hay. He said, and I quote, "We hope to lease it to a farmer and have public access to it," end quote, with conservation and public trail easements. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that the New York State Education Department on Wednesday, October the 21st, launched an online survey seeking detailed feedback from New Yorkers on the state's Common Core standards. The results of the survey, the department says, will be used to inform changes to the standards as the department undergoes a review of the program. The survey will be open until November the 30th. An advisory group will review the results and then make recommendations to the department. Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ela encouraged teachers, administrators, school board members, parents, the business community, and I quote, "anyone with interest in the future of our schools," end quote, to participate. The survey can be accessed via a new website launched by the department at nysed.gov/aimhighny. Paula Ann Mitchell in the Watershed Post is reporting that Molly Ringwald, James Franco, Christian Slater, and other actors have been filming King Cobra around the Hudson Valley this month. There have been several reports that a film crew is in Saugerties and Slater filmed scenes at the Kingston Ulster Airport last week. According to the publicist, the film is, and I quote, "the story of a rising actor and the murder of the producer who brought him fame and glory," end quote. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. And for our final story, Nia Hamm at the Public News Service is reporting on New York workers with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and a new report highlights challenges people with disabilities face in the workforce, particularly in New York State. Nationally, the employment rate for people with disabilities is nearly 34%, while the rate for people without disabilities is 73.8%. But the report by the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York reveals that the employment rate for people with disabilities in New York is even lower than the national level, and the gap between people with and without disabilities is more than 41%, topping the national average of 40%. Executive Director Susan Dua says the trend is even more stark when comparing regions of the state to the national levels.
In some regions of the state, like Central New York, the Finger Lakes, Western New York, Southern Tier, and New York City, where the employment gap between people with and without disabilities is significantly higher.
Although Dua says the disabled community still faces significant workplace discrimination, John O'Neill, Director of Employment Research at the Kessler Foundation, says people with disabilities and college degrees have more favorable labor prospects than those without degrees, and even experience a greater boost in the labor market than people without disabilities.
The marginal gain for people with disabilities as you move up the educational ladder is greater than it is for people without disabilities. So as people with disabilities gain more education, they get more bang for their buck.
O'Neill says increasing accessibility to higher education for people with disabilities would help greatly improve their employment rates. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.
Before we go to the weather, this is a reminder that today is day 8 of the WGXE Dead Air Pledge Drive. Tune in for special remote broadcast and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. Please, donate now. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers today, mainly after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 73 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 39 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be sunny with a high near 54 degrees. Friday night, clear with a low around 29. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 56 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:02 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 22nd day of October 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.